right, man, let's do this.
All right.
First of all, congratulations, Major Muchacho, winning the CPU cooler here.
Thank you so much, man. I'm stoked, and yeah, I'm just, it's kind of surreal because I haven't won something in a very long time. So.
Yeah, dude, and you won the People's Choice. You got pick, not even the random.
And that's what's crazy because I just did it, and I thought, oh, everyone's got some sweet rigs, and I mean, I don't know. It's cool that you guys picked me, and I like how you guys decided. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to go for just like whoever had the most badass rig. I mean, maybe if it was something super crazy, but I think you just had the X factor. I mean, first of all, the cat looking right at the camera too, which cats never do. Like, they're very independent. They don't care what you're doing. So that kind of caught the eye. And then of course your crazy hair. And then we couldn't figure out what was even going on with the computer. So, you know, it had that X factor. It had that je ne sais quoi. So I think that's what did it.
That's so cool. I mean, my cat, her name is Aria, and she loves to hang around the computer when I'm gaming. I actually do stream sometimes for fun, and she will literally lay on my shoulders while I'm streaming.
Yeah,
so she just, when I was asking my girlfriend to take this picture, as we were both pretty lit, the cat just jumped up there, and it wasn't planned. And the other cat in the bottom is Snow, he actually just jumped down. But
so I was right, there was a second cat in the photo.
Yes, okay. You were right, and it wasn't a reflection. They're both foster kittens that we got. But that one, I don't let him on top of my case because midstream he will press the power button, and he's done it multiple times. So
wait a minute. One cat will do that, but the other one doesn't?
Like Aria, the girl there that's with me in the picture, she doesn't really go up there. But since I was taking a picture behind it, she wanted to check it out. And then the other guy, Snow, there's a ledge where I have a bed by on the window, and it's next to the computer, so he launches himself off that to that, but he will press the power button a lot, so, and he just flies and it scares the shit out of me. But yeah, cats will be cats.
Yeah, cats are crazy. So let's talk about Mario, because that was an area of confusion for us. And I saw your acceptance speech on Twitter there, which was awesome. And you kind of talked a little bit about there. But what's Mario is inside the case?
Yes. So I had a GTX 1080 MSI Aero, and it just would overheat constantly. And it was pretty new. So I just decided to get the Accelero Extreme 4 cooler and put that together, but it is heavy as hell. So there's a bracket that comes with it, but after having to put this together, and it was such a pain in the ass, I did not even want to think about how to put a bracket on. And I thought, maybe Mario will hold it up perfectly, and he actually fits perfectly, holds up the graphic card. Yeah. So he's inside.
that's a perfect fit. So he was just the right size to hold up your graphics card.
Exactly.
Nice. Yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah, nice. I just can't be bumping it around, and Snow, the cat, he will jump and shake it. So I'm trying to create a new space. I don't really have a battle station. I'm on a dinner table, so I'll have to switch that up.
Hey, whatever works, man. So what else you got in your you said you got a 1080?
Yeah, I got lucky, actually. I got a GTX 1080 on last January around my birthday, but nice. I don't know if you heard of Amazon Prime Now. It's where you can get deliveries within 2 hours, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had a GTX 1080 on there for $300, and I was like, well, brand new, and I was like, nah, this can't be right. But I just placed my order right away. I would feel stupid if I didn't, and it came here in 2 hours. I tipped the guy $10, and I felt like I just did some crazy heist, some kind of drug deal, and I got a 1080 for $300. But like I said, it got really hot. Maybe that's why. So I had to keep it cool just to future proof it.
Yeah, 1080. That's what I have. That's actually what Ray has too. I know he's going to upgrade soon, but that's a solid card. I'm super happy with mine.
Yeah, and if you ever get high temps and you just want to overclock it more, I have it overclocked pretty well, and it doesn't go over 55 degrees. and it's, I mean, I just feel safe because, I mean, I usually have MSI when I'm gaming just so I can monitor that, you know, and it just feels much better when it's not 100% fan speed hitting 83 degrees and throttling.
Yeah, playing it safe. I don't even overclock anymore, man. I try to get as much life as I can out of my computers and parts these days, but I'm always scared I'm gonna nuke something. But what else are you working with inside the PC, like as far as processors, hard drives?
Well, the cardboard box case that you see there is actually the NZXT H500. It looks kind of weird from the side. It looks, yeah, like a box. But inside, I have the MSI Gaming Edge X570 Wi-Fi motherboard.
Oh, wow. That's a nice motherboard.
Yeah, I took a switch. I was rocking Intel for a while. I didn't have anything against AMD, but once I saw the new chips and I just the price to performance, and also I do different, you know, video editing and stuff, I thought, you know, I'd be a fool not to invest in something like that. So I got the 3700X, and then with that motherboard, I have 16 gigs of G-Skill Sniper X RAM at 3600 megahertz, and then I have the Western. I have a few SSDs in there, Samsung Evos and WD Blacks.
Okay.
Yeah, and that cooler actually, it was not clear when I said it's just called PC Cooler. The company is actually just called PC Cooler. Sorry, I just wanted to see the name for you.
No worries. So you haven't made the jump to M.2 drives yet?
Oh yeah. Well, my Western Digital Black is actually an M.2. I don't have the PCIe 4.0.
Okay.
Those are just too expensive right now. So yeah, I do have that, and then I just got a refurbished Intel 760p. For like $40, just to make more room for games, and I mean, now the games are so big, it's like,
yeah,
you really have
crazy
to invest in like a terabyte.
Yeah, dude, that Star Wars game was 112 gigs.
What?
Yeah, it was insane.
I think that's even more than Red Dead was. I forget how much Red Dead was.
But yeah, Red Dead was about 100 because I installed that one recently too. But yeah, games are getting crazy, man. The space they take up. It's all those high-res textures, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. But, yeah. So I have... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just found the cooler. It's called a PC Cooler, but it's a D66A. GLD66A. It was a fairly new thing, and I took a gamble, and it actually does keep it really cool.
Yeah, so it looks
but
like
I'm
it's
excited...
Kinda...
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to ask. So it's got like two fans on it, like a push-pull configuration going?
Yeah. And it has the RGB thing, but I kind of just set it to just be random. And the fans that are in there that I bought after are also from the same company. And I'm quite impressed with them for the price that they are.
Yeah, it looks good, man. You got the RGB, everything looks great. And those NZXT cases, they make a lot of white ones, I noticed. I've never used one of them, but I know Qi has one, and I think Emilio has one too, and they're really happy with theirs.
Yeah, it's really accessible. I was always a black case guy, and then I just kind of started liking white. It just went with it, and it's really easy cable management. It was really quick to put this together. But yeah, I'm really excited for the AIO because for the longest time I knew about liquid cooling and all that, but I was always had successful air coolers. And then I always thought, what the hell is an AIO? And my brain was too lazy or too high to even start to like look it up. What the hell does AIO mean? And I finally freaking figured out it means all in one cooler, and I just felt so stupid. So I mean, I'm so excited because I'm actually want to build a new PC for a family member, and I was starting, and I was starting listening to your podcast a few weeks ago, and I just submitted this, and now I have that piece, so it feels pretty universal, and I'm excited to try the first AO and test it out, and I like that kind of stuff.
So it's your first all-in-one cooler. You've never used one of those before?
I've never used one, never put one together.
Okay. Yeah, they're super easy, man. My I'm actually on my second one, but my first one, no joke, I had that running for like almost 10 years. I was using the same one. Yeah, it was insane. Actually, I had another one that I used in another computer once, so I've had more than that. But I mean, I used to do water cooling back in the day when you had to buy like fish tank pumps and like all the crazy stuff, before like they started marketing towards PC gamers. And yeah, dude, the all-in-one is just so easy and pretty effective too. So
That's,
you'll like it.
yeah, I'm excited. But what kind of CPU were you custom liquid cooling back in the day?
Oh my God, man. Like a AMD FX 55 or like, 'cause back then AMD had the really good processors, but yeah, I don't, this is before dual core too. So these are like single core processors. This is a long time ago, like early 2000s. But
Dang,
yeah, it was a
that's
whole other thing
crazy.
back then. Now you got an MSI board, which is awesome 'cause my last two boards have been MSI and I've just stuck with them for ever since I started using them. I've been super happy with their motherboards. That one's fancy. It's got a lot of features on it. Mine's pretty plain, but I think they make good boards.
Yeah, ever since the X570s came out and they were more expensive, they kind of had to, since the price was higher, I think they had to des make the design a little cooler, look better. And I used to have simple ones, and that's just how all the 570s are looking now, and I was happy with that. But I also came from an MSI board. My graphic card's MSI, my monitor's MSI, and on my case in the front, which I didn't show, I put that Dragon sticker on the front because I'm a fan of MSI. I like what they do, and it's been pretty reliable so far, so can't
Yeah.
complain.
Cool. Yeah, so your monitor or your keyboard, well, your keyboard's kind of in the picture there. What kind of peripherals are you using as far as like keyboard, mouse, monitor?
The keyboard is just from Amazon a while ago. It's a Red Dragon. I think you can find them for like $30 or something on Amazon. It's pretty simple, red lit, no kind of RGB. And I have the G Pro gaming mouse, Logitech.
Okay. Yeah, we got the same mouse. Nice.
Yeah, it's great,
Yeah.
and
It's
I don't
a
like too
small
much power.
mouse, but I kind of like that about it.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, it's not like a laptop mouse. It's not super tiny, but it's I don't know. It depends on how you grip your mouse, but for me it definitely works a lot better.
yeah, it fits the hand perfectly, and the big ones and bulky ones with all the buttons, I can't really
Yeah.
do that. So it's perfect. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I had one of those Razer Nagas when they came out with like the 12 buttons on the side. Never used it. Yeah, it was like during the WoW days too, but just never trained myself to use them.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that. And I mean, I know they do it for Fortnite's the big one, and it just blows my mind. I get smoked on there because they have all that, and I can't
Yeah.
figure it out.
So what kind of games are you playing on this?
Oh boy. I'm a very kind of, I guess, peculiar gamer. Like, it takes a lot for me to get my attention and keep it. Right now, one of my favorite games of all time now, and I felt like I dreamt about it and it came to life, is Hunt Showdown. I don't know
Okay.
if, have you heard of that one?
Yeah, so probably before you were listening, but we had someone else that was on the podcast named Minnie, and he was really into that. And I know Emilio has kind of gone back to it and tried to get into it unsuccessfully. But it's a challenging game, and I know they just recently had like their 1.0 release or some big updates or something like that. But
Yes.
yeah, that's I don't know, that game might be a little too much for me, man. I like them a little easier than that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was with them in early access a while, and the thing about it is, there's games where it's tough and then you just piss and you don't want to play it. But I'll die so many times in this and get wrecked, but I'll want to keep going just because the outcomes are just endless. And now they have trios, so me and two friends can go in there and feel a little safer. But it's just a fun game, and my favorite part of it has proximity chat, so I like to scare the shit out of people when I get close and they don't know I'm there, and I make some crazy noises or Yeah, it's just hilarious. Just smoke and play that one.
Yeah, man, that, but it's a pretty challenging game, right? Like, don't they have, they don't have hit indicators, or, you know, it's a little like on a hardcore mode, isn't it? Like, you don't, I don't know, maybe I'm confusing it with something else.
Yeah, well, they do have hit markers. They didn't used to
Okay.
have where your fellow teammates are lit up with a color. It used to be just you couldn't tell, and I like that because I used to just take screenshots of this game constantly because it's so beautiful. But now they have it, so they're kind of highlighted your color, and I mean,
Okay.
I think it is a challenge, but I'd say if And it's kind of a little learning curve if you're coming in. It's kind of intimidating, but the only way to go in, I would say, is with some homies so you guys can learn together and just look out. But it is pretty. There are a lot of tryhards and there are noobs, but it is challenging.
Yeah, maybe Emilio was making it sound a little harder than it was, but maybe you could carry him through that. It sounds like he needs help.
That'd be so awesome. I do love this. That's probably the only game I've streamed the most. It's always a good time.
Oh yeah. So where do you stream? What's your Twitch handle?
It's a Muchacho Major on there as well. I was saying that my Twitter got hacked the other one, so I had to change it. And my handle's backwards, but my name is actually, I'm an artist, a music artist, and it's Muchacho Major.
Oh,
So
okay.
that's what I go by and everything. Twitch is on there as well.
Yeah. Cool. So you do, and you said you did some video editing and too, right?
I do basic kind of video editing. I've edited my own music videos, but kind of more recently I've been doing like benchmark tests on YouTube, like different 1440p gaming with the GTX 1080 with my rig, and I'd like to show that to people so they can get an idea. And I test like 10 games, and I edit little things like that. And I started doing a thing on YouTube called High Tech, where I review technology while I'm smoking. And I did review this computer actually with like 8 games or so. And it's pretty interesting. So that's called High Tech, and that's
High
on
tech.
YouTube.
Nice, dude, that's awesome. I gotta check that out. Now, did God, because I it's been a long time, man, but I used to smoke a lot of weed, and I remember I would always do it at my computer, and there was a time where my graphics card was overheating, and I opened it up, and no joke, like the heat sink was completely clogged from all this thick black like dust in there, and it had to have been from me smoking way too much weed at my computer. Like, I'm 100% sure that that's what it was, but you never have any issues like that.
No, actually, I mean, I don't know. I've dusted out every month or so, but I can't really. That Accelero cooler's so fat, and I really don't want to go in there at all. But it could be. But I usually kind of, I just blow it
Yeah,
away.
just clean it out regularly. Yeah, I probably wasn't keeping up the cleaning on my computer back then. But yeah.
And I was really humbled. I don't know if this is a word, but it was just really cool that you guys, because I'm new to podcasting in general, because I clean pools and I listen to music, but then I needed something, and I was like, I don't want to quite read an audiobook yet because I can't focus. And then so I've been listening to PC gaming podcasts, and then yours came up, and I've been listening to it every week, and I look forward to it because it hits right when I'm working and cleaning pools. And new to
Nice.
that, but I mean, I hadn't known you guys so well yet. And then once you guys, I when Emilio texted that I should watch the that video, because I didn't know you guys had posted that yet. And then when you guys acknowledged it, I was high and this, I was like, oh, they don't judge that, and they talk about it openly, and I felt like cool. I can be myself and not look in any other way. And I thought it was really cool, so
Awesome, man.
appreciate
Yeah,
that.
we definitely don't judge, man. We have we have no right to judge. But yeah, dude, congrats on that. That is awesome, and I'm glad to hear that, you found us, and we've been doing this for, it seems like, forever. But I know what it's like just to discover podcasting too. Like, that's all I listen to nowadays, and that's cool that you have a job where you can just kind of throw in the earbuds and just listen a lot.
Yeah, that's a big part why I like it. I'm on my own and I do blaze a little bit and then put on the headphones, but it is great to just hear conversation and bullshitting and hear about how Amelia doesn't brush his teeth and stuff like that. Yeah, I was listening to that whole
My
thing
God.
today because I hadn't heard the whole thing, and it was just, yeah,
Yeah.
just hearing the bullshitting. And I mean, I'm not a, like I say, a peculiar PC gamer, because like a lot of the games that you guys were mentioning in today's, like I probably wouldn't, I'm not, I don't play a lot of games, but I just, it doesn't matter what the way you guys talk about it and listen, and maybe one day I'll be like, oh, I want to play that one. But
Yeah.
yeah, like it's just a good time.
Yeah, it's a good way to find out about new games, but I definitely understand. Like, I'm at a point too where it's tiring to just go through all these new titles and old titles, and just, especially if you've found something that you like, then yeah, stick with that. But yeah, dude, that Emilio brushing his teeth thing, I think, threw me off the entire episode. Like, everything after that, I just couldn't, like, refocus. I don't know, man. But I don't
Yeah.
think the episode was even posted yet. Like, we had it on Twitch because we recorded on Sunday, and then the episodes don't get posted until Tuesday.
I
So
noticed that.
yeah, so you can always get a sneak peek, like, a little early if you go on Twitch, but not a lot of people do. They either wait for YouTube or the RSS feed to update. But
Okay. I'll definitely check that out. And that's the other thing, is that I was listening to these voices for so long, and then I had no idea that, I was like, oh, they're talking like there is a video being played, or like there's something, a picture that I'm supposed to be looking at. I'm, oh my God, they probably have a Twitch. So, and then I finally was like, oh, that's awesome.
We got to be better about, like, announcing that at the beginning of the show. But the YouTube is still kind of new, like, all that content is a little new, but the whole video thing, I think we've been doing that, like, live on Twitch for a little over a year now, and it's definitely kind of changed how we talk and do the show. But I still try to clarify a lot of stuff for the audio listeners.
Oh yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should, I noticed you guys tweet, but yeah, you should tweet those out. You'll always get a retweet for the shows and stuff, and I think that's a good way to kind of promote it
Yeah,
as well.
we got our guy Sniper on that now. He's doing all the social media, and he's doing a pretty good job of, like, doing all that stuff, because I don't really understand it, man. Like, we talked about last episode how we're trying to do our own personal social media. Like, I just got on Twitter for the first time, and dude, like, everybody's so angry on there. I don't know why. It's crazy. Maybe I'm just following the wrong people, but I'm just trying to, like, figure out that whole sphere of, like social media, because I mean, I had a Facebook, like, in 2008, but that was, like, it, and then I just never bothered with any of that. But
Yeah, I canceled Facebook, and I mean, I do Instagram, but the main thing I like Twitter is, I know there's some, it's just like anything goes on Twitter, but I mean, the main reason why I've kept it is just for the comedy, because there's comedy on there that you won't find other, and it's like uncensored. But I mean, there is some political shit and all this other stuff that I don't like to get involved with. But yeah, it's all about who you follow and what you like, and then it'll kind of cater to you in that way. But I'm always laughing in that thing.
Some of those comments are pretty funny. I
Yeah.
dig, but they're out there. Oh, man. All right, so if people want to follow you or check out your music or your YouTube, it's Major or Muchacho Major, right? Just on everything.
Muchacho Major on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, and YouTube. I do have a new music video coming out at Thanksgiving, so I just wanted to
Nice.
let you guys know.
Oh yeah. All right, dude. So, before we close here, you're on the DLG podcast. Anything you want to say to the DLG community or the audience out there?
Yeah, well, I'm glad I went into this podcasting world that expanded into seeing there's a stream of, about it and about PC gaming and positivity and no judgment zone. You guys welcomed me into the Discord community, which I've never been a part of, and I feel welcome. And usually, you know, there's a lot of outlets out there that, you know, you don't feel quite welcome, or so I appreciate that, and I'm very humbled that you guys picked me. And keep up the great work, and yeah, thank you.
All right, awesome, man, congratulations. And yeah, we're glad that you're in the Discord community. That's where all the action is at, man. We try to get as many people as we can in there, because that's where all the good times are. You'll definitely find some people to play games with or just chat with about whatever.
Hell yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you, Bobby.
All right, man, thank you, and thanks for being on the show.
Hell yeah, thanks for having me.